The Taz in Sifkat and Tess quotes the Bach that according to Rashi, the distinction between a meal quantity and less than a meal quantity applies to lachmanis that are made from solid dough, but lachmanis made from batter, according to Rashi, are always mezainis, regardless of the quantity consumed. And Shulchan Aruch draws the distinction between the quantity consumed regarding lachmanis made from liquid batter. However, Shulchan Aruch writes that those made from solid dough are always hamoitzis. This Shulchan Aruch is following the opinion of Taisus. Then the Taz brings those who say that there are two types of lachmanis made from liquid batter, and those that are very thin are always mezainis, even if one eats a meal quantity. However, the Taz challenges this distinction and asks, where do we draw the line between lachmanis which are thin and could become hamoitzi when eating a meal quantity, and those that are very thin, which remain mezainis no matter how much you eat? The Taz therefore suggests that all thin batter is a suffix, and one should avoid saying hamoitzi on a pastry made from a liquid batter, regardless of the quantity eaten. Rather, if one wants to eat a large amount, which according to some opinions would become hamoitzi, it should only be eaten together with bread. However, the Taz concludes that thick baked goods, which are made from a liquid batter, meaning if the final product has a thickness to it, these items are certainly hamoitzi if one eats a lot. It seems questionable where exactly pancakes would fit into this, as they're certainly made from a liquid batter, and they are on the thin side, but not extremely thin. According to the Taz, would they be considered thin that could become hamoitzi, or extremely thin, which would never be hamoitzi, or not thin at all, which would always be hamoitzi? In Sifkat and Tess, the Taz writes that Pasav of a Kisnin also needs a bracha rishayna when it's eaten during a meal, not as a part of the meal itself, but as a dessert.